Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We are going to go live to our friends from Lead a Child right now, CCCS Lead a Child. We have with us, joining us by phone on the road right now, David Saving, Executive Director of CCS Lead a Child, and Joe Harwell, who is a board member, also biking right across Kansas, biking across Kansas with CCS Lead a Child today. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
We're excited about being with you.
How are things going out on the road this morning?
Very well. It's a beautiful morning out here today. It's really nice. Wonderful place to bike this morning. It has been a little tough this week, but the rain, they had record rainfall out here, so we got a little wet. But other than that, we're fine.
Well, very good. Very good. Also joining us in studio this morning, we have Joni Harwell, who happens to know Joe as well, don't you,
yes.
Joni?
Yes. Hello, honey. Hope you're taking care of yourself, and you as well, David.
Thank you. We are. We're taking good care of Joe, too.
Good.
Yeah. We also have with us...
I'm looking up for everybody.
We also have with us in the studio the Reverend Amos Belay. He's the president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia. Good morning, Pastor Belay.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you with us again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and especially to hear the voices of Joe and Dave biking out there. I know they're doing all of that in support of kids around the world, and especially Liberia.
And we have, you know, assembled this morning just a group of four, but there are lots of people who are working together to support the work of Lead a Child. David, what is the work of Lead a Child?
Well, Lead a Child is really, I'd say very simple, but very profound. It's about bringing hope, eternal hope through Jesus Christ to kids around the world, but it's also bringing a temporal hope that they will have a better future by getting a Christian education, a better future than their parents. So that's what we're all about, and it's such a blessing to be a part of that. And
Well, very good. So you and Joe and how many other people are biking across Kansas right now?
I think there's 20 other riders with us right now.
20 riders out biking. How long is the ride?
It was 550 miles was scheduled. We've lost about 30 miles so far due to inclement weather. But other than that, so that means we'll get about 520 miles in this week.
My goodness.
If the weather holds. And there is about 900 other riders on this ride, and we've just folded our 22 into the rest of these riders out here.
Wow. And so how far are you into the ride today?
Well, we're about midway. We're coming up on Manhattan, Kansas. We just left the line of Kansas, and we're kind of right in the middle of starting to move through the Flint Hills, a very beautiful place. We're kind of overlooking wheat fields as we stand here, and Manhattan happens to be the location of where our co-founders, Dr. Jim and Dr. Edie Jorns, live. And at 1 o'clock, our plan is to arrive there. They're waiting there at a location. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to try to do a Skype interview or Skype connection with our Liberian children. We'll see how the technology works. But we are biking. And so here's what we're trying to accomplish today. At 1 o'clock, we have six countries around the world. World children will be walking, mostly walking, because they don't can't afford a bike, but we'll be walking or running or riding a bike alongside of us simultaneously. So at 1 o'clock, then we will try to Skype with Liberian children.
Now, any idea what time it'll be? Does anybody know what time it'll be in Liberia at 1 o'clock here in the Midwest?
Basically, that would be like about 6 o'clock in Liberia, because we have 5 hours difference.
So six in the evening?
Yeah, hopefully.
Very good.
So what does it mean to bike across Kansas? Why are you on this bike ride just for the fun of it, or what are you doing by biking?
No, well, it is fun. We have fun with it. But the object is to raise money, obviously. And we all have gotten sponsors across the state. The hope is to raise as much money as possible. And for the listeners, if anybody's listening out there and they want to donate to Lead a Child CCCS, just go to leadachild.org, and there will be pictures of, I think, all of the riders there, and they can click on a picture of any rider and make an online donation. That's the point of this, to raise as much money as we can to support these children and
We're in 30 countries around the world, and we're affecting the lives of 26,000 children presently. Those are the 26,000 children is an approximation. We never know from day to day and week to week, but that's our goal, is to raise as much money as we can to help those children to know about Jesus Christ. Again, this is David Saving, and at this point, approximately what we've raised, the 22 bikers, approximately around $32,000. And, of course, we've set a lofty goal. God can do great things. But for those listeners out there, your gifts will go directly to help support these poorest of the poor, we say, in these countries. And these are Lutheran students. And if you're familiar with this, Lead a Child is an RSO, a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. We've been around for 48 years, and we are really blessed to be in partnership with the LCMS and with your listeners around the world, so, and in St. Louis especially.
And so to find out more, you can visit leadachild.org. The Bike Across Kansas 2014 icon is down on the right-hand side of the page. Just go down about halfway through the page there, and then on the right-hand side, you'll see the Bike Across Kansas. And I don't know, is that a picture of Joe on there?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, Andy.
So I think I'm there.
But I do know this. This really takes a lot of training. And Amos and I know, we've, Pastor Bollet and I have followed behind. We haven't followed behind on bikes. We followed behind in the car as a SAG in the past. And sure. Amos, you tell them what you saw.
Well, I thought that it was really a tremendous effort on the part of those bikers because, you know, we were in vehicle, riding vehicle, and that was already a hard work. What about those riding the bike, you know? And especially that year, I watched Edie Jones herself riding the bike, and that just touched my heart, this lady riding the bike just because she wants to get help out there to us across the world, to our kids who are getting the sort of education they would not have otherwise received had it not been for the Children Christian Concern Society, which is now Lead a Child.
Yes.
And so, as David mentioned earlier, you can go on the website and you can pick whatever rider you want to sponsor, whatever one you want to support. It all supports Lead a Child. You can go in and pick out your favorite rider there and click on that, click to sponsor that that rider. And it gives you several options. You can do a one-time donation, or you can do other donations, a monthly sort of thing as well, to support the work of Lead a Child, which brings Christian education, Lutheran education, to children around the world, and hope, as David and Joe were saying earlier.
And David, why is it Kansas that you usually go across?
Well, of course, you know, 48 years ago is where we started this ministry in a small town in Pratt, Southwest Kansas, and it's kind of our home, but this year is a special year for the Bike Across Kansas. It's the 40th anniversary of this biking event, and so that's one reason. But we are in the process. We've biked last summer. We biked Nebraska, the state of Nebraska. The year before, we biked Wisconsin. And last summer, we had a very special trip where we took about 8 bikers, and there was a total of 20 people. We did a iClinic, but we also biked across the very first country that we connected and partnered with, and that was Guatemala, and that was a wonderful experience. We biked to each of our different school locations, and the children met us out in the outskirts of the village, and they biked in with us. It was a beautiful, wonderful celebration, and it touched the hearts of us, but also I think it touched the hearts of the children, knowing that we were supporting them all the way in Guatemala.
And this is something that other people, next year, if they wanted to join along with you, mm-hmm. if there are people out there who are bikers and they want to come along and be part of the CCCS team on one of these bike rides, they can contact you and do that, can't they?
Yes, most definitely. On the website, we have a special icon there, and they can join our Lead a Child Bike Club. And you don't have to be a cyclist. I can speak on behalf of myself and my wife, matter of fact, who is biking across, and we have 4 other ladies who are biking with us. So it's more about
raising the funds than the cycling part. But everybody does their own, and we'd love to have, right now we have about 50 people in our bike club. And matter of fact, we are working towards doing a Synodical bike, global bike event next year in April of 2015, and there'll be more coming out on that. We're hoping that we would have all of our countries and their children involved with that, with children around the United States biking on a specific Saturday all together. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Well, we need to go to a break here shortly, but I want to say thank you to David and Joe for taking time out of the ride. We know that you guys got to get back to riding and get riding while it's nice weather so you don't have to ride in the rain. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for taking some time out of your ride this morning to talk with us.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll continue our conversation. We're going to talk with the Reverend Amos Belay from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia. More about Lead a Child right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.